Good morning. Happy Friday. It's a beautiful day here in the Seattle area. And I'm so excited to be here as your host on Lift Your Spirits Radio, which comes to you every Friday. You're listening to my amazing son, musician Dean Foster, who's attending Berklee College of Music in Boston, but he's home now. And I wish I could bring him in, Benny, but he is probably sleeping.
It's a summertime. I get how college kids feel. You know, they want to take some time away if, you know, while they're, you know, back at school and like, oh, I just want the summer to myself. Just want to hang out, you know.
He's been hanging with his friends and making music.
Perfect. That's what he should be doing.
I know. So my name is Kassara Deline, and after overcoming my own health challenges many years ago, doing all that naturally and helping thousands of clients over the past 30 years, I continue to provide valuable natural health options so you too can make the best choices for your life. My background is in herbology, naturopathy, psychology, energy work, and meditation, and actually in blood work too. I didn't even put that on there. Anyway, you can learn more about me and what I do at www.truehealth.com. That's truhealth.com. And there you can find information on my services and articles I've written that are on my website, and I write for medium.com as well. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today, I have a new friend, Lisa Kanapke. Hey, Lisa.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Yeah. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been around the natural health world since 1996. I started way back then with Nature's Sunshine, working through some of my own health issues, a lot like yourself. Through that process, though, I've also branched out. I've learned Reiki. I've been a huge part of Young Living. All of those twists and turns have led me to where I'm at today, which is a certified EPT practitioner, which is short for emotional polarity technique, where I do this practice out of my home in little rural Ohio.
That's great. And so what type of services do you offer?
I do EPT, which is the emotional polarity technique, in office and virtually. I also do nutritional supplement testing. I do that virtually and in the office. I also offer foot detoxes and a sauna.
Cool. So let's talk about EPT, because that was one reason I wanted you on my show, because I've never really even heard of it. And the fact that it's got emotional in there, you know, I have a master's in psychology. I was a counselor. So I wanted to find out more about that. Plus the polarity. I know that people's polarity gets thrown off all the time, and I have different techniques that I help people with on that. But I want to learn more about this and see how it works, because I don't know anything about it. It's all new to me.
Absolutely. Well, I'm thrilled you reached out. EPT is truly amazing. It's actually been around for 30 years. It has 30 years of proven clinical success. For me personally, it's a complete God-centered approach to our emotional health care. Through identified steps, we identify our limiting beliefs or lies that we would have had to believe from the past that are affecting us today in a negative sort of way. We use this systematic approach to kind of identify these root issues. Once we identify them, we forgive them, and we circle it all up with bringing love and forgiveness to that time so we can bring healing into today's world.
Cool. So if you do a session with someone, how long does that normally take?
The first session, all the sessions are right around an hour. Sometimes the first session can take just a little longer, maybe an hour and 10, hour and 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. But that is max on any of them.
And do people have to prepare for that or bring anything with them to the session? Or is that something you just work through when you get them there?
That is a wonderful question. That's always the first question everyone asks. And no, they don't have to do anything. I ask them that they just show up and be willing to heal. That's the key. If they can show up with their willingness to heal, then we can move forward from there. And the next question I must always get is, do I really have to dive into my past? I've really taken care of that. I don't need to go there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. One of the things I promote a lot is the Feelings Buried Alive book by Carol Truman. I don't know if you've read that one. And then there's another book by Marian Singh / Michael Lincoln. He has a couple names. And he was a psychiatrist in mental health wards for many, many years. He wrote a book called Messages from the Body. And in there, he talks about how, you know, if we don't pay attention to all this stuff from our childhood, and actually from our ancestors too, It's just going to keep coming up in our face and create illness and problems in our life until we, you know, finally address that child within us and figure out what it is they need and then move through it to the other side. So that's exciting to see that there's this technique too.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what it does. And what it does is we use muscle testing so we can get there very quickly. A lot of people's like, oh, I've already been to psychiatrists and therapists. I've been years of whatever. But the joy of EPT is we use muscle testing and we go right to the root. We go there very quickly, very precise, which is so much easier on the client.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a Healy device. I don't know if you've heard of Healy, but I use a Healy device too. And it's a frequency device. And it's also very good at pulling things up. It's kind of amazing, actually, when you run it, it brings up the frequency of whatever the emotion is. And so you don't even have to hit, you know, you just go, oh my gosh, it brings up stuff like I never would have thought that was the problem, you know?
Yes.
It's kind of cool.
I run into that all the time, that response. I would have never guessed.
Yeah, never guessed. Yeah. Yes. It's amazing how how this information is just hidden from us. So who developed this? You said 30 years
ago. Yeah, Dr. Annette Cardioli. Uh-huh. And you can find her. She has a book called The Forgiveness Doctor. And okay. She's based out of Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah, so that works. That's actually one of the things that intrigued me. When you live in Ohio, especially in the rural part of Ohio I live in, to get extra trainings for anything is hours away or plane trips away. But the joy of her, she's only a couple hours from me. So that was a beautiful thing for the trainings.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, so how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for just over 2 years now.
Cool.
I'm fully certified with it, and I'll actually be certified as a master's practitioner come spring of next year.
Cool. And then how many people have you worked with, and what types of issues has it helped, you know, disease-wise? Sure.
I work with a lot of people and from a wide variety. I see clients 4 days a week. From basically 9 to 5, Tuesday through Friday. So I'm seeing quite a few clients, depending on the week, of course, but the variety of clients is what's so cool. I mean, we're working anything from anxiousness to physical pain to self-development, just wanting to grow and expand your business. Mm-hmm. The whole variety in between. One of my favorites, do you mind if I go into a story quick?
Please, go ahead.
All right. So I had this young girl, she's in her early 20s. And she was referred to me as someone else. So she's a virtual client of mine. When we first met, she is just struggling in life, and she has been for a long time, to the point where her doing a couple tasks a day is her max. So if she's able to get out of bed and brush her teeth and take a shower, there are days that's success in her world, because it's just been such a hard go for her. So as we're meeting and identifying her goals, I asked her, like, what is your goal? Is it to do 3 things, 4 things a day? What's the intention? She's like, oh no, I want to do all the things. I want to be active. I want to be involved. Okay, let's do this. We start identifying different root causes. And here, a lot of it was generational, which you kind of touched on a minute ago. A lot of it was generational. And then the rest of it was all just her childhood and a lot of just her perception within her family home, you know, not major abuse and all those things that everybody expects, just her perception of it. Through working through the forgiveness, breaking some of those lies that have been just ingrained inside of her from her viewpoint, she is now, we met for several months, every week to every 2 weeks. We are now finished meeting. She's doing a month-long across the United States tour with her sister.
Wow.
Doing all the things. She goes to the grocery. She takes walks every day. She's, you know, and she has people over to her apartment and she can communicate. You know, she'll tell you, I do those things, but I might still get a little nervous on the inside, but yeah. I can do them. Mm-hmm. This was a girl who could barely brush her teeth and shower when we started. That's huge. Yeah. That is just huge. I love her so much. She's so sweet.
So how, I'm curious, how long does it typically take, for, you said it was an hour, but is it a time or reason? Like, you think it's going to take 5 times, or is it just, you just go with what happens to be where the client's at?
I'm going to say that the tagline, if you will, for EPT is 7 sessions.
Okay.
seven sessions is beautiful, but I always tell everybody, do what's best for you. You might be somebody that needs to do a package. I offer packages. So do a package of seven time and time again, or maybe you just want to go individually and see how it goes. But seven is beautiful because usually through the first 1 to 4 sessions, we're really getting into all those nooks and crannies and all the details. Usually by the fifth, they're always like, oh, I feel so good. I really shouldn't have bought a package. I don't think I need anymore. By six and seven, they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know it could be this much better. I didn't know I could be this happy or that these changes were even on my radar. So seven is the ideal, but of course you can do whatever's comfortable for you.
Right. Now I have another question. I know that you work on health issues, but do you also work like on relationship issues or abundance or lifestyle, you know, things like that?
Absolutely. I've worked with several couples, you know, kind of with a marriage situation. I mean, truth be told, once you've been married for a little while, all of a sudden you just don't even like to see each other walk through the door. I mean, if we're being honest, we all can get to that point. But through the process, we can identify what that is. And typically if I'm working with a couple, I'll see them individually, but then we'll come together, discuss things, and then split apart again. So that way we can really focus on that marriage or relationship or whatever that is to help it to grow. Same thing with like kids and parents, man, lots of those relationships. Abundance is one of the main things I work on myself with all the time. I get regular EPT sessions done on me, and abundance is my thing. How do I grow? How do I expand without depleting of myself and serving everybody else? How do I do that? And I keep working through and break down those barriers that previously held me back.
So you said you can do it on the phone. Do you have to use Zoom, or can you do it just on a regular telephone?
You can do it on a regular telephone. I prefer Zoom, or if they have an iPhone, I'll even do FaceTime.
Okay, cool.
Simply because I like to see them and I want them to see me. When we're doing emotional work, me being able to see them and read their cues is so important. So I prefer to not just be on the phone.
And how long before people, you said, see the results after a few sessions, or do they notice it right away after the first session, or what's your experience been on that?
Typically it's right at that first session. The first response, typically at the very end of that first session, they take a deep breath and I ask, how are you feeling? Lighter. Is that weird? I feel light. No, that's not weird. We released so much negative emotion and we brought so much love and forgiveness. You feel lighter. Or if we're working on physical pain, typically it will leave during the session. The pain is, it's gone. They do not have the pain.
Yeah, I know that carrying around baggage is a lot of work.
It's very heavy.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. I'm curious because, you know, a lot of people will eat not so well, and maybe they don't exercise. Maybe they don't take care of themselves. You know, they're exposed to whatever in their job. Sometimes people are exposed to chemicals, things like that. And so you're doing this for them to release it. And then they go right back out and do that. Do you find that people do that, or do they actually change their behaviors because the because this is removing things so they don't have to revisit that frequency? Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. A lot of times when we start seeing somebody, let me start over. Let me say this. When I'm first starting with somebody, I really recommend that they come to me every week or 2 weeks for the first couple of visits so they don't fall back into that pattern that you're talking about.
Right.
Because we're changing that mental perception. If we go a month in between, you're naturally going to keep going back into that old cycle.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no, we'll change that. I actually work with a health and fitness lady in town, and I work with her clients on why am I overeating? Why do I crave the junk food? What are the emotional connections to these things? And we work through those clients specifically on that so that way they can break those habits and get rid of that energy.
That's wonderful. So you're probably, that must be really rewarding to see people in one place and then see them change and become, you know, more of who they can be, right? And it's like releasing all that baggage and all those limiting beliefs so that they can, you know, shine and be more of who they're supposed to be.
Oh, it truly is. I was working with a girl in her early 20s, and after about 5 sessions, I asked her, I'm like, okay, so how are you truly? Like, how do you feel? How is this helping? She says, I feel like a whole new person. She's like, I didn't even know this was possible. like, that's success. That's so exciting for me to hear. Yeah, that makes it all worth it.
That's great. So can you let the listeners know how they can get a hold of you?
Absolutely. They can go to my website at inspiredwellnesscoach.com, or they can call or text me at 419-852-0845.
Okay, great. And how much does a session cost?
Sessions are $85. Or if you buy a package of seven, it's $490. So it's a really good value to buy the package, but $85 for individual.
That's great. That's great. So you're listening to True Health with Kassara Deline on Lift Your Spirits Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more from Lisa Kanapke and EPT.
Lift Your Spirits with me, Dina Marie, on Whidbey Island. I'll be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. Retreats include a healing session for your body, your mind, and your spirit. You'll receive a Reiki session plus a chakra reading, experience a labyrinth in the woods, take a walk on the beach, and enjoy downtown Langley with me. Retreats are customized for you or a group of friends. You can visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today. Island Time is waiting for you.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
Lift your spirits at Bayview Healing Suites on beautiful Whidbey Island. Bayview Healing Suites offers treatments in beauty, health, and wellness, and is located at Bayview Corner, open 7 days a week. Sonia Sushagani offers acupuncture and traditional Eastern herbal medicine that restores balance within your body, mind, and spirit. You can reach out to her to book your wellness and self-care session at goldenearthhealingarts.com. Take some time for yourself to relax at Bayview Healing Suites in Bayview Corner.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Thank you for joining us this morning. You're listening to True Health with Kassara Deline on Lift Your Spirits Radio. And today I'm talking with Lisa Kanapke about her natural health services, including EPT, which is emotional polarity technique. Hi, Lisa, can you talk about the name of this, emotional polarity?
Absolutely. When you're in my office, we use magnets. So when we do the in-person and we're using the magnets to help our polarity, we use North Pole, South Pole magnets. We identify the organs that are holding the negative energies. We use the magnets to help fix or correct those energies. But then when we're virtual, your hand can also double as the magnet. So the palm of your hand versus the outside of your hand can double as the North Pole, South Pole magnet. So I'll have you place those on the organ, your stomach or a lung, and then also on the forehead. And then we breathe through and correct those energies.
Yeah, I know when I had my health food store in Bothell many years ago, and I was right next to a chiropractor, and they would always test the polarity with the hand on the head back and forth and to tell if that was off so that he could reset it. And now I use the Fountain of Youth exercises from the book. I don't know if you're familiar with that book. It's also called The Tibetan Rites. I can send you the information. It's on my website, but there's a set of exercises there. Then the first one is meant to reset the polarity. It's very powerful. It's very simple to do, but it's you spin to the right, and you're supposed to do it in sets of 3 up to 21. And a lot of my clients, when they come in, they start to spin. And they're like, oh my gosh, I can't even do that. And that's how out of balance their polarity is. And then as you work on it, of course, that fixes it. So, but we always have to sit in a bed. So if they fall over, they can fall on their bed. You know? So, anyway, but so how did she come up with that name, I guess?
That's the name of the program. So Dr. Cargioli was the creator of the program. So that's how she came up with that. I know she has a long story of where she studied magnets and how they affect our polarity and how combining them on the emotional side of things, how we can bring healing in a quick, systematic approach. It's a wonderful study. You can actually find information on her at eptworks.com, and you can find all about the EPT and why even the 7 visits are important, Dr. Cargioli's background, all of her information as well.
So how many practitioners are there in the U.S. or worldwide for this particular technique?
Gosh, I don't know. I know there's a lot. There are a lot of practitioners scattered throughout the U.S. because we get together several times a year in small groups to do our trainings. You have to do continuing education quite a bit. So we usually gather in nice, sunny, warm spaces, you know, Florida, somewhere like that, which is great. But there are a lot of us. I really don't have a number to give you.
Okay. And you said you could tell us some more stories about people that have come to see you and what they've been able to do. They've been able to lose weight or get healthy.
Absolutely. Let me think of one. So I have this gentleman. It's one of my favorite stories. He was very early in. He comes to me with stomach pain. He's been to herbalists, doctors, all the things. And he's a seemingly healthy man. He eats well, exercises, all the right things. And the stomach pain will not go away. Mm-hmm. So I have my first session with him. We're muscle testing, figuring things out. When we current day, I test that it's for his wife. Like, he's holding pain for her. She's gone through some stressful things at work, things he can't control. Okay, so we identify that. We go back in time. When was the last time he felt this? It's for his wife again. She's pregnant and goes into labor on an airplane. They are up in the air.
Oh gosh.
He's there, but you know, you're pretty helpless when you're 30,000 feet up in the air and he can't help her. There's not that he's so limited. He can't take the pain from her. She's going into labor. I think it was their second child. That helpless feeling is where he's at. So his limiting beliefs and the lies of, I can't help my wife. She will always be in these tremendous pain. If I can't help her, I can hold her pain. By me holding pain for her helps her to feel better.
Right.
So we identified a lot of those things. We brought the positive in. We bring forgiveness. We bring love, hope, joy, all the positive things that we need. We get to the very end. And I ask him, take a deep breath. Tell me how you feel. He takes a deep breath and he's a man of very few words. And he says, this is crazy. Like, what? Crazy good or crazy bad? I have zero pain. You didn't even touch my stomach. You've not even been near me. I have zero pain. He's like, so when will it come back? It won't. It won't come back. And sure enough, it didn't. His pain never came back. I've seen him socially in between. He'd come into the office for things and he's been fine ever since.
That's
so
great.
It is. It's truly amazing.
It's amazing how people hold on to energy for other people. I have a story when I had my store, I had a couple come in and I do iridology. So I look in people's eyes and I can see the condition of tissue in the body, right? And I looked in his eyes and I looked at her chart that she filled out and it was like, that was for him, for her. When I looked at hers, it was for him. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they were so entwined. They were literally holding on to each other's illnesses and it was crazy. And I'd never seen anything like that. It was so powerful. And I'm like, you guys got to stop this, you know?
Yeah, this is not helpful.
This is not helpful. You're not helping each other, you know? It was kind of crazy. So we worked through that to help them, but it was pretty amazing. Yeah, it's really something to watch when people have that kind of experience where they're holding on to things. And you know, it's all in the sympathy, right? You're feeling sympathetic for the other person, but really you want to be empathetic towards the other person. But I think to me, one of the biggest lessons I learned as being a natural health professional was when I'm feeling sympathetic towards someone, I'm actually being very disrespectful because I'm assuming that they are not able to manage their own emotions and that they're not able to do their own work, which isn't true. And granted, you know, and there's a different spectrum of all of that, but when you can be empathetic and say, yes, I can help you, I understand what you're feeling, or I can hear what you're going through, but know that they are empowered to make those, release that on their own, then that whole dynamic changes, and people are able to lift that off. So what's some other stories of things that you've worked with?
I think one thing that I find very common, people that hold on to emotions or feel like they've been this way their entire life, is because a lot of times they are holding that pain, like you mentioned, from childhood. I have got one young lady, she always felt disconnected from the world. I mean, she and her mind never fit in here. Just as a child, she didn't fit in within her own home. She represented like maybe an adopted child who was brought in, is how she felt. Mm-hmm. But yet she's living with her biological family. When we test back, she was born prematurely. Mm. She went into an incubator right away and laid there for days without that touch, without, she was receiving care, but from her perspective, she's all alone. We actually walked through an entire session of loving and caring for that baby, for mm-hmm. that newborn, and talking through how to love and respect where she had come from, which was comfort in mom's womb.
Right. Yeah.
And disconnecting from that and fitting in here and allowing mom in, allowing dad in, and allowing those energies to fully connect, even though it's been 19 years. We can open those up now, where in her mind, it's been 19 years. If I haven't connected with them, I never will.
Right.
Of course you will. So we walk through that, and their family dynamic truly changed. Mom and dad changed by her changing, her mm-hmm. energy getting healed, her energy doing better, the whole family dynamic changed. By identifying and bringing truth back to that past where she was loved. She just couldn't see it. Mom spent days at the hospital. She just couldn't see mom. She was too little.
Yeah.
So identifying that lie.
Totally. Yeah. I had a similar situation. I remember, I don't know, remember when I uncovered this at some point in my life, but I remember being a baby and my mother wasn't coming to, and I was crying and I'm like, where are you? And, you know, she was like busy in the bathroom because she was pregnant again or whatever, you know? So, but when you're one or two or whatever, you don't think about that, right? You just want what you want, whatever it is, your diaper changed or you're hungry or you, whatever. And, so like you said, that perception of that, and yet when you take a step back and look at the picture and you have a different perception of it all, it makes a huge difference. But it's amazing to me the physics of all of this, you know, the frequencies, the energy of everything, because it's been, you know, historically, it's always been so discounted on everything. And it's obviously a real thing. There's obviously a frequency. There's obviously the physics of that energy. Energy doesn't just, you know, it's a thing. It's either stuck somewhere and you can release it, or until you pay attention to it, though, it's not going to go anywhere. You know, it needs your attention.
That's exactly right. And that's what I try to explain to everybody, is like, energy is a true thing. And science has proven that negative energy takes up time and a half space in our body versus positive. Mm-hmm. That means we have to work harder to get rid of that negative energy and to increase that positive energy. And it's so important that we go through those steps. I find most people have the misconception for emotional health that they only need that if they've had the major life issues. Mm-hmm. If I've lost a child, if I've been, you know, raped or abused, right, those types of things. Otherwise, my life was pretty normal. I don't need anything. My parents were good to me. I'm fine.
Right.
No, but that's not the case.
But if they were, then why do you have this illness? Right. You know,
right.
You know, that's one of the things I put in my, one of the profiles I have out there, is that, you know, illness doesn't have to happen. We don't have to create it. There are ways to release it. You know, you're either creating it or you're fixing it. One of the two. And it's your choice. So.
Absolutely. And I think just getting to the point where you can say, okay, I don't know why I'm like this or what's going on, but I sure don't like it. I have a story of a wonderful guy. He's a dad of a couple young boys, and his wife sent him in. So I asked him, okay, so we always choose a focal point. What do you want to focus on? What do you want to focus on? He says, I have no idea. My wife says I'm off and that I should come see you. Okay. What does that mean? We'll do that. So we start muscle testing him, and truly he was off, but he's always been a big person with what role people are playing. So in his current world, his dad has always been a great head of the household. They have 5-6 kids, all grown adult kids, of course, but dad's always been that strong role. Dad got sick, dad's changing, and now he's almost taken the dad role. So that has just really thrown him. We go back in time. When did this happen before? What was that emotion? It was when he got married. His role changed from just being young, teenage, whatever. Now I'm a husband. Now I'm the head of a household. How do I handle this? And it's uncomfortable because he takes those roles very seriously. We walk through a whole bunch of forgiveness statements. He's got tears rolling. We get to the end and he's, how are you feeling? He's like, I'm just so shocked my wife was so right. Yes, it's amazing. But truly, it just opened his eyes to a whole nother perception of, you're right, the rules did change, but they really don't have to change.
Yeah.
Dad is still dad. I'm not the dad just because dad's getting older. And we work through that positive energy, through the affirmations.
Yeah, that's great. That's great that he was open to hearing that. I know for men especially, it can be really hard, obviously, to deal with some of these. I think this technique sounds really wonderful because it allows them to, get to that without having to do the therapy and all those things that a lot of people don't want to. I mean, that takes so much time. And I have found, having been a therapist for many years, people are really good at avoiding what they need to be looking at. And so this is nice that there's this technique and then like the Healy and there's a few others that I know about that help people bypass through all that and get right to the core, and then they can release it so they can release the illness or the pain or whatever they're experiencing, that they don't have to, they don't have to carry it around anymore. You do have a choice.
I would have to agree. I think that is why I do have a lot of male clients because of that. Because they don't have to go into all the detail. And then even the female clients that are more introvert, that's their first question. How much do I have to tell you? What do I all have to say?
Yeah.
Well, ideally, I'd love to hear the whole story, but realistically, you don't really have to say anything. Your body's going to answer all the questions. You can just fill in some of the holes if you can. If not, that's okay too.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think people get so ingrained into the story.
Yes.
And they get so stuck in that energy and they get into that pity party, and it's just, it becomes who they are. And it's just really sad to watch.
It really is.
When
we go through a session, I always test them to see what stage of healing they're in to help me identify that. Stage of healing goes from a stage from 1 up to 7. So you can identify that pretty quickly on where they're at. So that also gives me that guide on how much info to gain or how not, because that lets me know where they're at in that situation.
Great. Well, let's see. Thank you for joining us this morning. You're listening to True Health with Kasara Deline. And you can reach me at truehealth.com. Can you let the listeners know how to reach you again?
Absolutely. At inspiredwellnesscoach.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Inspired Wellness. Or you can call or text at 419-852-0845.
And that's Inspired with a D, right?
Yes. Inspired Wellness Coach.
Great. So you're listening to True Health with Kasara Deline on Lift Your Spirits Radio. And we'll be speaking more with Lisa Kanepke on emotional polarity technique when we come back.
Do you feel stressed, exhausted, or burned out? Would you like to identify your unique warning signs and know what to do? Are you ready to learn how to calm your system and increase your energy so you are healthier, happier, and more productive? Learn from an expert. I transformed my life from burnout to bliss, and you can too. Go to marlawilliams.net, click on Learn, and sign up for my Burnout Prevention Formula course and move from burnout to bliss in just 6 weeks or less.
Are your medical expenses increasing, but your health is not improving? True Health offers unique services where Kasara empowers clients with intuition, education, and proven resources. Better choices can be made when information is available. Now's the time to visit truehealth.com. That's truhealth.com. And schedule your appointment to achieve your health goals. Your body will thank you.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Welcome back. You're listening to True Health by Kasara Deline on Lift Your Spirits Radio. And I'm speaking with Lisa Konepke about a unique service she offers for her clients called EPT, Emotional Polarity Technique. And can you tell us another story about one of your clients and the results you've gotten?
Absolutely. So there's this, how old is she? She's probably in her mid 40s. Uh-huh. She comes to me with severe shoulder pain, and it's in her right shoulder, and she doesn't even mention it to me our first couple visits. And I always ask, do you have any physical pain? Nope, everything's good. And then about three visits in, well, I mean, my shoulder, but that's just always hurt. Well, maybe we should focus on that. Let's see what's going on there. So we muscle test through, and at first we find, back at her birth, of course, mom was a single mom. She was a teenage mom. So there's a whole lot of anger, not worthy, I'm not good enough type of pain. So we walk through a whole bunch of forgiveness statements. I feel pretty good, but I know it's not quite. So I ask him, how's the pain? It's okay. It's not quite there. Okay. We muscle test again. This time it all goes into dad. We have a whole bunch of issues with dad because, you know, parents aren't together. So you got different personalities, all the things going on. We work through all that. Okay, how you feeling? Oh, quite a bit better. Yeah, that's probably good. I'm like, no, you still have pain. I can tell. All right, so we muscle test again. We find out what's now going on with that shoulder. Sure enough, now we find yet a third issue. And this one was just a whole lot of poor self-esteem, trying to prove herself because of the way mom was a good mom working hard, but yet at the same time working hard and didn't have a good self-confidence in herself. As we worked through that shoulder pain completely disappeared. It has been gone now for a year and a half, but it was layered in. And I think a lot of times we assume it's for one person. Well, of course it's for mom. Of course it's for my son or whatever. No, it can be layered deep. We can hold pain for lots of people and it can go to that one spot. And then to top it all off for her, she's also a hospice nurse. Mm. So she deals with end of life all the time. They're not all easy to handle, even when that's your profession. Oh, terribly hard. So the last couple that really got her emotional strings was just kind of that icing on the cake. Once we identified those and got rid of them, completely gone. And then we also were able to walk through some techniques for her, how to be sympathetic to her clients without taking on that pain, how to honor and respect even her parents without taking on their junk when she's with them. And that's huge. That's been a huge game changer for her and a lot of my clients.
That's wonderful. So I was hoping you could share a little bit about if someone's interested in doing this technique and becoming a practitioner, what all is involved and where do they go? What's the training, the cost, all that?
I think the first place to start is to read the book. I believe you can get a download on Amazon for maybe $1 if you do the electronic version. or they're $20 if you want the actual book. But it's The Forgiveness Doctor by Dr. Annette Cargioli. Start with the book, read the book. It is truly amazing. From there, start doing the trainings. The trainings typically are in Indianapolis, Indiana. They do some trainings that are virtual. Some are done in Destin, Florida. There's random spaces that they're done at. Get a certification. The trainings are amazing. It's an investment of your time and energy to truly help other people. And they can find a lot of that information at eptworks.com. You can also find more about the process and how the trainings work. You can go check out a training without committing to a whole process. There's a lot of nice options out there.
How did you find out about it?
You know, some things are just meant to be. This, I think, was one of those.
Yeah.
I was already well into my health journey, and I have finally started seeing my own clients doing nutritional supplements and some Reiki, that type of thing. There is a lady who came into the office and brought a friend with her just because. As the friend is talking, she's talking about this emotional therapy she's doing using magnets and how she's helping people. And I'm 100% intrigued. Hey, tell me the name. Tell me the book. What do you have? I ordered the book that day. But as soon as the book comes in, I am reading it. And as I'm reading it, I'm implementing the steps into my current practice. I'm like, oh, I could totally do this.
Yeah.
I even went to the classes saying, I'm not going to get certified in this. I just need, hone the skill a little bit. Right. After about day three of the classes, I'm like, oh no, this is my niche. This is where I need to be. So, and I don't even remember the lady's name who introduced me. It just all happened so fast. It was less than a 10-minute encounter, and it has changed the trajectory of my path, which has been amazing.
That's great. That's great. And I want to touch on muscle testing, because I know you do muscle testing. I've been doing muscle testing for, 30 years, more than 30 years, 35 years. Been crazy. Anyway, and I remember when I wrote an article on muscle testing, that's on my website on medium.com. And I have a list of books if you're interested. There's over 100 books on muscle testing now. So it's not like it's a new thing. And if you're interested, you can always email me at contact@truehealth.com and I can get you that list. But I used to teach muscle testing classes. I know people are always reaching out wanting me to do it again, but the chiropractor I taught him with is retired now, but maybe I'll figure out a way to do that again. But it saved my life. I remember the first time I went to a chiropractor and he was muscle testing me. And I was like, what is he doing? And then I realized, he's trying to basically get yes or no answers, on everything. And then when I went and saw my herbalist, the one that helped me get healthy, they were using muscle testing as well. And I'm like, oh, it just kind of clicked. And I understood what the concept was. So it's meant to be a tool, just one tool of many. And I use it, I always call it my second opinion now, because I can look at people and kind of tell what's wrong, but I use the muscle testing so that I get that confirmed. And you use it as well, right? You've been using it for a while.
I do. And I love how you say that, because I do the same thing a lot of times. I feel like we all have such an innate intuition.
Yeah.
Using the muscle testing, not only second confirmation, but it lets the person feel a little more involved in the process.
Yes.
I muscle test using their arm when they're in my office, just to have them involved in the, but when I'm virtual, I just use my finger. I use like my first and second finger looking for those yes and no answers. I ask the body questions, the body, it keeps the score. It knows all the details and it helps anywhere from the supplement side of things. What are they lacking?
Yes.
Which can be a lot associated with emotional health. What vitamins are we missing?
Yes.
Or I have clients that just come to me for that supplementation side of things. And I do the muscle testing with them as well, with the products and then what their an entire like body scan, what organs, what systems are weak.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have, it sounds like you have a nice bag of options for people. And I try to do that too, so that, because some people are more willing to take a supplement and other people are willing to change their diet. And some people are willing to do other things. So it's nice to have a variety. I try to show people, hey, these are some different things. If I were in your shoes, I would be doing these things. And, it's up to you, obviously, what you choose. You're empowered to make whatever choice you want. And I don't care what choices they make. It's not my life, right? It's theirs. So, but, yeah. It's, if you want to get better, these things work, you know. And
absolutely,
and I think some work better for other people than other people, you know, depending on what it is. But and they have to want to do the work, of course, too, which gets back to a point I wanted to just touch on before we have to close. And that is on getting, if people are really stuck, what do you find that helps them when they're really, really stuck on something? Like they're stuck in that that frequency of that pain, or they're stuck in that that story that they feel like almost that they have to carry with them. You know,
that's part of the process I love about EPT, is that repeat story that's stuck in their brain. We can bring healing to that. We do a whole through the muscle testing and things, we identify, but we end it with a bunch of statements, forgiveness statements. Through that is how we can break that negative energy cycle, because I make all the statements, they repeat after me, so it becomes like a repeat game. Mm-hmm. Through that process, they truly can release that story, and we can bring a truth to the story, even if it's a horrible story and they were completely wrong and they have a right to it. But right. we bring that up, you know, I forgive myself for believing I have a right to hold on to this, or I forgive myself for believing that if I hold on to this, I'm punishing them.
Right.
Right. Once that's identified, then we can bring that back in and say, I forgive myself for that belief, and I give myself permission to release or disconnect from this belief so that I can bring in the love and forgiveness, not for their benefit, for my healing, for my growth. And typically I need their permission, if you will, initially to get to that point. I ask them, do you want to heal from this? Do you want to stop this pattern? And you'd be amazed at the people who say, not really. Like, maybe if it could just be less. And you're like, yes. Really?
Yeah, but I know. Yeah, you believe
that? If I could have a little bit of it because it feels comfortable, maybe if we could just lessen it. Okay. But at least then I know where we're at. So that's what we'll do. We'll lessen the story. We'll soften the story. Let that perception of the story and the benefit we have in holding on to it, let's change that perception and see how it's actually hurting us.
That's beautiful, because I know a lot of people really, I mean, I think of some clients that I've been introduced to that people have referred to me or whatnot, and they're just not ready to let things go for whatever reason. You know, they're really stuck in that. And like you said, they're quote unquote comfortable, or at least that's the word, you know, they use. I wonder if you've noticed, I've noticed there seems to be a lot of shame and guilt on that they for some reason feel like they are required to hold that space for whatever reason, you know, that they're not either good enough or allowed to let go of this, to be more of who they could be, you know?
Absolutely. And that's a lot of what we'll bring into those forgiveness statements. Like, I forgive myself for believing I'm not worthy to feel well. I see people that get really bad sicknesses, and you can almost see it coming because they believe they deserve it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, maybe they're the only ones who's been healthy and their whole family's had issues.
Yeah.
Or they know they've made some bad choices in the past that they just feel this is their cross to carry, or their thing to bear. So you have to really, they have to get to that point. So when they're not ready to say yes, I also bring in I give myself permission to entertain the idea of letting go of this.
I love that.
You know, so when we can twist it a little bit, work around the bush, just to entertain or to open the possibility of.
Yeah. I want to tell this story. I worked with this therapist many years ago, and he was telling me this story about one of his clients, and she had this headache. And so he was working with her and they got rid of the headache. And he, and she's like, oh, there it is. It's like she pulled it back in. And so, I mean, it's just, people don't realize, number one, how powerful they are, that yes. They can pull in whatever they want, but they can also release whatever they want. And right. It's a foreign concept that's not taught, you know, in normal medicine, right? That
absolutely powerful
that way. And so I just thought that was a funny story. That this lady was like, she's able to pull that pain right back when she wanted to, you know, for whatever reason. So,
yep, because it feels comfortable. I've had many of clients tell me, I didn't even know this was possible. Like, I didn't know you could think this way. I didn't believe people actually thought this way. I didn't know we had any power they have no idea. You have no idea how powerful your brain is, how your thoughts, how your influences, what you're listening to. Man, it all makes a difference. They all tell a story on the inside of you.
Yeah. And then there's those parts of us that I think get in the way that are, you know, they think that they're protecting us, right? And so it helps us to avoid, you know, you know, one of the best advice I got when I was becoming a therapist was make sure you're not helping the client perfect their focus, you know, the bad thing, whatever it is, perfect their illness or whatever, right? And it's like, yeah, because they will, because there's that part of them is constantly fighting and saying, oh no, I have to protect anybody from finding this, I, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it sounds like this EPT does a good job of breaking that down, so that you can get to that core and then let go, which is awesome.
Absolutely, because a lot of times that'll be the core of it, is a dark secret. What if the secret's out? So we walk through exposing the secret and then acknowledging it is out. Yeah. I know the secret and nothing happened. Yeah. You've acknowledged the secret out loud and you're still safe. Yeah. It's okay to let go of the secret at this point. And maybe everybody already knew the secret. It doesn't matter. But letting go, letting that out is huge.
Yeah.
And then they have a safe one-on-one environment. It's so much easier for them to do that and to open up into that space.
Now, have you worked with cancer or things like that as well, for the underlying emotions for that for people?
I personally have not. Within our EPT group, we definitely have, even fellow practitioners who have had that. There's a lot of energy associated with those diseases. So within our group, we definitely have, and we'll even work collectively like that. But on my own clients, I have not.
Okay. Good to know. Well, so I really appreciate you coming on today and sharing all this with me, because I just find it fascinating. And it's nice to know that there's this other tool out there that people can access. So I'm going to definitely let my clients know about it. Is there anything else you wanted to share with us?
I really just want to thank you for entertaining this out, you know, this hour, and learning more about the process, because it is such a beautiful, peaceful process. It's such a beautiful way to grow and expand oneself in all areas of life. So I really appreciate you having me on the show and just letting this be opened and heard by that many more people.
That's great. Yeah. And can you remind people how they can get a hold of you again, please?
Absolutely. You can find me on my website at inspiredwellnesscoach.com, or you can call and text at 419-852-0845.
You want to repeat that again?
419-852-0845. And then also inspiredwellnesscoach.com.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining me today. And you're listening to True Health by Kasara on Lift Your Spirits Radio. And this is Kasara. And you can reach me at truehealth.com. That's truhealth.com. Thank you so much for joining us this month. And we hope to see you again next month.
it's all worthwhile to me. It's all worthwhile to me. Oh, it's so clear, can't you see? It's all worthwhile. It's all worthwhile to me. It's all worthwhile to me. To watch you grow up and be who you are supposed to be. It's all worthwhile to me. It's all worthwhile to me. It's all worthwhile to me. It's all worthwhile. To me.